The first scripture reading is from Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. You can find on page 129 of your Pew Bible in the New Testament. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and we ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, but everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 19, page 176 in your Bible. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then has his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes to the end when he hands over the kingdom of God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Today, the Easter story comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. The first 12 verses, it begins on page 90 of your Pew Bible. Because this is such a big news for the church, I'm going to ask that we stand for the reading of this story. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood before them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to them, to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you seek for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified on the third day, rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all of this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves. And then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.